Blog Talk Radio.
February the 18th, and this is Lily 44 here, and I thought I would do a little special show for this month since we know this is Black History Month, and I would like to just give some facts, allow you to make some notations on some great African Americans who contribute so well to our new or our United States of America. Hello, all my listeners out there. Thank you for listening in tonight. I would like to first thank the following companies for assisting me on my celebration of Valentine's Day and my birthday. I would like to first thank Lamar Advertising of Alexandria, Louisiana, and Brits Limousine Company of Pineville, Louisiana. Both of them contributed very greatly to my Valentine's Day and my birthday. And I really enjoyed both working with both of these companies, and I will look forward to working with them again. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, let's get started. I would like to spend time celebrating Black history with all of you tonight. Please know this. Black history did not start with Martin Luther King Jr. He was just a part of the puzzle. It started further back than that. The first black man who traveled with Columbus in 1492 by the name of Pedro Alonso Nino, others were Balboa, Bonds, De Leon, Cortez, Pizarro, and Mendez. In 1526, the first group of blacks to set foot on what is now the United States were brought by the Spanish explorers to South Carolina to erect a settlement. In 1538, Estevinco, a black explorer, leads an expedition from Mexico into the territory of American Southwest, is credited with the discovery of what is called now Arizona and New Mexico. 1746, Deerfield, Massachusetts, a slave poet by the name of Lucy Terry writes Bars Fight, a commemorative poem recreating the Deerfield Massacre. Miss Terry generally considered the first black poet in America. In 1754, Benjamin Banneker, a 22-year-old free black, becomes the first person in North America colonies to build a clock, though he never seen one. 1770, Crispus Attucks becomes the first hero of the American black hero of the American Revolution. In 1775, Peter Salam and Salam Poor and others among blacks to fight heroically in the Bunker Hill. at the Battle Bunker here. In 1776, two blacks, Prince Whipple and Oliver Cromwell, crossed the Delaware with Washington en route to the attack on the British. 1782, Deborah Gannett, a female black disguised as a man, serves in the 4th Massachusetts Regiment and is later cited for bravery. 1787, Philadelphia black preachers Richard Allen and Absalom Jones organized the Free African Society. Prince Hall organizes the first black Masonic lodge in America. African Jean-Baptiste Pont du Sceau, the son of a French mariner and an African slave mother, establishes the first permanent settlement at what we is now called Chicago. I could go on and on with the accomplishments of our ancestors who have contributed to America. Even though on our journey to greatness, we can soon forget the struggles of our people. We need to stay educated with the knowledge that African Americans have been doing their part in making America the great country that it is. We first need to keep our children in the pathway to have open minds and hearts so that they may join all the other African American trailblazers. We were awarded a month, even though it's the shortest month of the year. Nonetheless, it's our month. Let's celebrate it to the fullest. God has blessed us with an African American president that we consider another trailblazer to bring us back to where we should be, the great United States of America. Let us allow him to show us and our children what is possible. Now we have to do our part and step up to the plate, grab that bat, and swing in our accomplishments into history. Allow our team to make home runs every time they come to the plate. Stop fighting among our own teams, and start to play the game. Fathers, you need to make your mark in your family by reading, educating yourself with your history, and then teach your sons what you know. Mothers, I lay the heaviest burden on you. You are the peacekeeper, the nurturer, the organizer, and the promoter, the cheerleader. You are there when the games have begun, whether there is a winner or a loser. You have to keep the motivation up. Our children deserve it. They deserve a chance at the bat. Let them play. Give them the resources. Give them the chance and the reason why nothing is impossible. I say, Happy Black History Month. Now, to end that and to talk about what is going on in today's society, something bothered me today as I went to Al Sharpton's Black National, making sure I'm saying this right, his website. I'm sorry, I can't remember the name of it. The National Action Network, that's what it's called. The National Action Network. And he posted on his website the New York Post picture. It was a cartoon of a chimpanzee and two cops. And one of the cops made a derogatory statement about the stimulus bill, in other words, disrespecting the president and calling him a chimpanzee. Right now, everybody's in an uproar about that because it was very much a disgrace and a disrespect to our president. We are still in a nation where we are second rated. Whether we want to believe that or not, it's up to you. I live in Louisiana. And as I was reading back on our history, Louisiana had some issues when it came to slavery. Louisiana had some issues when it came to freedom. So I say some of the attitudes toward a lot of people, or the attitudes a lot of people have inbred within them, it hasn't gone anywhere. That newspaper write-up, or whatever you want to call a cartoon, just allowed us to continue to know that it's there. Racism is still here. We try to hide it. We try to put it under the rug. We sweep it under the rug. But racism is here. And I don't know what we as African Americans have to do to fit in America, even though we've bled, died, and accomplished so many things for America, we still are not getting the recognition that is due. And as the President of the United States being called a chimpanzee, which hasn't been the first time that's happened, it just, what they don't realize is doing, it's making us look like hypocrites to the rest of the world. We tell everybody else democracy, 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 but we're not living democracy right here in the United States. We have states here that still believe in the way things used to be. You have people here that still believe in the way things used to be. I even noticed with Barack Obama in office, or President Barack Obama in office, let me clear and correct myself, that some of the Caucasian people that I deal with at my job have attitudes have changed a lot. They will never, there is a group of people that will never, ever give us what we call our props. That's just the way it is. And we as Americans, first and foremost, we as African Americans, first and foremost, we need to not forget our accomplishments in the United States. We should continue to be proud of what we've done for our country, what our ancestors have done for our country. We should still be proud no matter what. When you have the slave mentality going on in your mind, you're afraid to step out. You're afraid to think outside the box because you're so afraid somebody's going to reject whatever it is that you want to do or what you want to say. We no longer have to live like that. Those days are over with. And we have to show this to our children. We have to show our children that we're strong, we're proud, and we have to continue to remind them of the accomplishments that we've taken on and the accomplishment that our ancestors have taken on. We have to constantly remind our children of that. We have a duty. We have an ongoing duty, a never-ending duty, a duty till we die, to constantly educate our people, to constantly uplift our people, to constantly motivate our people to go to a higher standard. Education is great, but if you don't have the right resources and the right tools, education doesn't mean anything. There are a lot of people out here now who have degrees in everything, but they're not working in those fields. They don't have the experience in those fields to get more what they need in order to accomplish a mission or to accomplish a job. So degrees and titles are great, but there should be experience behind it. There should be blood, sweat, and tears behind the title, and a lot of people don't have that. We need to learn how to be able to pick up our torch and move with it. We need to be able to pass our torch along to that next generation. Give them something to work with. Leave them in their mind that they can accomplish anything that they take on. We, as the people, need to come together, stop fighting each other, come together for our kids' sake. For example, we tell a husband and wife, stay together for the kids' sake if there's kids involved. Let us stay together for our kids, for the generation that's coming about. From the little ones to the ones that are getting ready to graduate in May or June. Let us give them a reason to look at this month as a special month. It bothered me, even though I've seen it before. It bothered me on, I think it was yesterday. Again, I watch a lot of CNN news. Or was that this morning? I can't remember which one. But anyway, they were showing at a basketball, I think it was a basketball game, where a whole bunch of African-American people got in a fight. And they were fighting like animals. And I think that if we as African-Americans can take this month and cease the violence, nationwide, not just in certain areas, but nationwide. If we can take just one month, which is this month, February, out of one of the years, and just cease all the violence among ourselves, toward each other, toward others, if we could just cease the violence to show that we are worthy of us being able to stand next to you and that our standards are just as high as yours are. If we could do that, just that to me would be, I think would be so awesome. If each city in every one of our 50 states where there is African Americans, that we can just one day or say a whole week of nonviolence, cease all the violence. Nobody fight among themselves, no fathers and mothers fighting themselves, no kids fighting themselves. If we could do that, I think that would be awesome. I think that would be so awesome. Because we got a month that's ours. One way we're celebrating it, the other way the celebration don't mean nothing, because how far have we gotten? How far have we really gotten? You know, if we're still doing the things we did before history was made. You know, we've learned to turn our anger toward each other. That's basically what we've done down through the years. We've turned our anger toward each other, and then we fight among each other. We're taught to hate each other. We're taught to look at ourselves and we're not worthy of anything. And we need to cease that. And that's why I call all parents, single, married, I call all parents to step up to the plate. Do what you have to do to raise your child in the way that they need to be raised. Some of them are too late. Every child cannot be saved, and I will say that. Every child cannot be saved. But the ones that we can, value them, spend time with them, find out what their problem is, deal with their problems. But the problem is, and that's why I say this, education is so important to us, is because we're not educated enough. Babies having babies, that's basically what we're looking at, a generation of babies having babies. So that first mother has not learned anything. So her child grows up into a generation where they haven't learned anything. Then they have children, and then they have children. I got disconnected from my show. I don't know what happened. I guess you consider that technical difficulty. Let's see. Okay, I'm back. My show got disconnected. I don't know what happened. Apologize for that. Where was I? I was talking about how important it is for us to teach our children at a young age on how to look for or to how to handle their life. I'm thinking that's where I left off at. I'm kind of confused a little bit because I got cut off. As I was saying before, we need to be that shining star, that example for our children. We need to make sure that we're teaching our children the right stuff. You know, I don't have a problem with American history. I really don't. It's just amazing how American history doesn't involve Black Americans in their history. And if they do, they're very far few between. And that's scary. So I think if we, with all the resources that we have, to get all the information about our history together and to sit down and put it in a book or to sit down and read a book about our history to our children, I think that would be wonderful if we could just take the time out and do that. Our children are our future, and I say this and I say it all the time. They deserve a chance. Someone gave us a chance. They deserve a chance to be able to live their dreams, do the impossible. You have a lot of young children now that are doing the impossible, that are making leaps and bounds of history for us. We don't want them to stop. We want them to continue to do those things. We want them to know that they're important and that they are setting the mark for the future. We need to spend more money on education in our schools, in our public schools. We need to. We need to allow our children to make mistakes. We need to allow them to learn from their mistakes and keep moving on. It's sad to see a wasted life of a child. All the energy that a child has and all the knowledge that a child wants to gather and to have, we waste it because we're not doing our job as the parent. We have to step up to the plate and take on our roles. We need to. God has given us children for a reason, and he said he wants us to give those children back. So we have a purpose, a mandate to teach our children all that we can teach them while we're on earth and to make sure that they are going to go down in history as doing something extraordinary. Not all children are going to be those children that's going to stand out. Some children don't want to stand out. We can't make them if they don't want to. But the ones who do, who want to make that mark, we need to allow them, give them room to explore, give them room and the resources to learn how to make their mark. I'm a big advocate of making sure children get an opportunity to learn different things. I'm that way with grown-ups. I think life is so much fun when you know more things than just the norm. I really do. And I think because God gave us a brain, even though it's so small, it still has knowledge is endless. You can never know enough. Each day you wake up, there's something eager for you to know and want to know. And you should be in that mode to want to do that, to know more. In the time of crisis, in a sense, is what they're hollering we're in, with the loss of jobs and people going through a lot of money shortages and trying to make ends meet and trying to make the families work. Don't stop. Don't stop doing that. Hold on. Hold on. It's going to change. Things are going to get better. Just hold on. I tell that to you because sometimes you need that motivation. You need that uplifting. And it's not only just for African Americans. It's for everyone. Because right now, believe it or not, we are all connected in some way, shape, form, or fashion. We are all involved in this big financial mess. We're all affected by this financial mess. It's not just us. It's the whole United States. So when they say you don't have anything in common with me, yeah, we do. Right now, we do. Jobs, food on the table, keeping our homes, keeping our cars, paying our bills, keeping the lights on, we are all in this one big old pot together. So we need to make it work for all of us. We really and truly need to make it work for all of us. Again, our children are very important to us. Our children are our history. Our children are our past, our present, and our future. And we need to make them important. We need to keep them educated. Again, I will say happy Black History Month. And you may hit me up on the following web pages or websites. www.iccolor.com/arzandacherry, ArzandaCherry, tagged.com/Celeta, CELETA, McCall, MCCALL, blackplanet.com, Benny, BENNIE, 1964, Facebook, which I just put a page up on Facebook, still working on that, trying to learn how to do that, Facebook.com, Celeta McCall, and www.arzandacherry.com. These are the websites that I visit, I'm on. I haven't made any comments on anything, but I'm on those. If you want to hit me up on anything, please feel free to do that. I want to, if there are any guests out there who want to chat with me, I'm here. My number is 347-677-1749 for the guest call-in number. I would love for someone to ever call me. I'm always doing the show alone. I never get anyone to call on me. I guess maybe I'm not advertising correctly or getting my show out there. I need to work on that more. I do have some upcoming guests, and I told you that a while back, and I am having them come on. It's the time. Their time has to connect with mine in order for it to happen. So please just bear with me. I have my hands in a lot of things, and I say that because I have to keep busy. So my next show has not been scheduled yet. But bear with me on that also. I just thought it was very important for me to get out my Valentine's Day show and my Black History Month show. And I thank everyone for listening, and I want to leave you guys with some music. So let's see. Little music to play to keep you going because I love music. Music is, it helps me out so much whenever I'm going through a little bit. I love to listen to a little different types of music. Don't necessarily, I'm not too much into rap, but I love jazz, R&B. As long as the melody is nice, the rhythm is nice, I can listen to it. I don't have a problem with listening to it. I'm playing a little Chaka Khan for you, because she's one of my favorite artists. I should have had this ready, but I didn't. I'm really bad with computers. I'm still learning how to do them. Terrible. Excuse me, you guys. Please excuse me. Thank you.
cannot believe he's doing this to me. Looks like I'm having problems with my music here, and things are not working the way that I want them to. So, I wanted to make sure that you guys got some good music on. I see I still have a lot more practice to do with doing my show. Got to be more serious about it, I guess. Spend more time putting things together because I don't want to look crazy when I come on here, or I don't want to sound crazy like I'm doing now. We'll just do the music the next time it comes on, or the next time my show comes on, to make sure that everything is squared away before I do that type of music. I want to see if I have a couple more things I can give you, or play for you, that is, while we're want to enjoy a little bit. Let's see. I guess I need a sound man. Or a sound woman, one of the two, to help me out with this just a little bit. Because I like to do things myself. Let's see if this works for us. Got a couple more minutes to go. See if I can get you some music. Little Earth, Wind, and Fire for you. Hopefully this one works. Thank you.
back out by now.